Welcome. Settle in. You can walk while you listen, or sit, or close your eyes. Wherever you are right now is the right place. This is going to take about 10 minutes. There is no work to do. There is no exercise. There is just one read, taken slowly, with breath between the lines. What we are going to read together is a room. A specific room you walked into recently. One that left a mark on you. One way or another. Take a moment now and bring one forward. A meeting, a dinner, a conversation, a gathering, any defined space you walked into. Hold it in your attention. The people who were there, the way you walked in, the way you walked in, the way you walked out. Have it? Good. Stay with it. Most people never name what just happened. They walk in. They spend time. They walk in, they walk out, and then they tell themselves a story about why they feel tired, why they feel drained, why something inside them is quieter than it was an hour ago. They blame the work. They blame the people. They blame themselves. They never name what the room was actually doing. Listen to that again. They never name what the room was actually doing. Every room you walk into is doing something. Every room is optimizing for something. None of them are neutral. There is no such thing as a neutral room. The room you are holding in your attention right now had a function. It was producing something. Some behavior was rewarded inside it. Some other behavior was punished, or quietly suppressed, or pushed out. That is the architecture of the room. When the architecture is invisible to you, the room runs you. When you can name the architecture, you hold the perimeter. That is what we are going to do. We are going to name what the room was doing. Not interpret it. Not judge it. Just name it. Take a slow breath. Ask yourself this. Inside the room you are holding, what was that room optimizing for? Not what people said it was for. Not the official subject. Not the framing on the invitation. What was the room actually trying to produce? What got attention inside it? What got rewarded? What got smiled at, leaned toward, made room for? And on the other side of that, what got shut down? What got ignored? What was tolerated only if it was quiet enough not to disturb the optimization? Stay with the question. Let the room answer. Most rooms reveal themselves quickly under that question. A meeting room that rewards consensus is optimizing for low conflict throughput. A family dinner that rewards smiling is optimizing for the appearance of okayness. A networking event that rewards positioning is optimizing for the visibility of its attendees. Not their usefulness to each other, their visibility, their ranking. The room is producing rank. Notice this naming is not cynical. It is structural. Every room serves a function. The function is visible if you look for it. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it. That is the work of reading. Hold the room a moment longer. Now we are going to ask the second question. Take another breath. What was the room costing you? Specifically, that you did not fully see until now. What did you have to perform to fit in there? What version of yourself walked through the door? Was it the uncostumed you, or was it the version the room rewards? What did you suppress to remain welcome? What feelings did you hide? What part of you stayed at the door, waiting for you to come back and collect it on the way out? Let those questions land. Most rooms cost something. Some cost a small thing, a few minutes of energy, a polite agreement you did not feel. Some cost something larger, a piece of your honesty, a layer of your aliveness. Some rooms cost you the version of yourself you are most carefully trying to grow. You do not have to do anything about the cost yet. The work right now is just to see it, to name it, to say to yourself, quietly, this room was costing me this. Naming is the beginning of stopping. The cost cannot keep extracting from you the same way once you see it for what it is. Take a long breath. We are about to turn a corner. Here is what most people get wrong about boundaries. They think a boundary is a sentence they say in the moment. No, I do not want to. Please, stop. Those sentences are real. They are sometimes necessary, but they are exhausting to maintain if every time you walk into a room you have to discover, from scratch, what kind of boundary that room requires. The work of reading a room is what makes boundaries actually hold. Once you know what a room is optimizing for, you can choose. You can engage on its terms. You can engage on yours. Or you can decline to enter. That choice is what a boundary actually is. The architect who read,